I have a confession.
This is the illusion of sinlessness, the assumption of right standing with God. It is the pride of the law, the foretaste of your nothingness.
I have a confession. I have sinned. I have paid heed to the misdeeds of demons and missed the memory of Calvary's deeds. I have withdrawn from the vision of the church and adorned the picture of lust. I have fallen short of your glory and deserve the seats of the lowly. I am not worthy. I have a confession.
This is the evidence of guilt based on self-evaluation. An evidence that, like Eve, you succumb again to the sugar-coated, Marvel-mingled words of the devil and cripple into the diabetic arms of sin again and again and again. Your lips will chant,
I have a confession.
But pass this window dressing of self-deceit less in the attempt to suppress the guilt of your nature. I mean, man was damned from the loins of Adam, for like Abacha, there was an Eve to give and render him short of forgiveness. Dear confessor, your problem is not your act, it is Adam. His story of disbelief, this his story of your source, is the problem. See, your muscles might be well built like the bark of an oak tree, but its nature makes it worth the term. I know you're a cautious man, cautious in the way your eyes speak to your mind when you see a Delilah, but your root is Adam. Your nature knows this and sneezes from this thing, and you call it sin. So, dear confessor, dear sinner, dear epitome of guilt, come out of the foundation which you were built, tilt your contents, let's remake this confession. I have a confession. God so loved and dearly prized the world, he gave his only begotten son, I believe, and I have a confession. The cross is my perfection. Christ is my confession. I have a foundation whose builder and architect is God. He has paid the heed to love and fulfilled the need thereof. I have a confession. Like a vessel of gold showing his prestige, the temple curtains were split. So like the land between the Red Sea, I have an access to God. Now, I approach the courtroom with head held up high and shoulders puffed so high, the accuser has nothing in me. I have a confession. I am the new man, yes, clothed with dust, yet hopeful of immortality. Call me a big bang accident. Call this a theory of your knowledge. The practicals would hit you after life. So, let's flip these tables and leave our Abel's offerings with labels of our efforts. Let's do a Christ evaluation. There is now no condemnation for them that are in Christ. This is my confession.